If you are like most people, you haven't created your first 2000% solution yet. You won't get much benefit out of these perspectives on multiplying exponential improvements until you do. By paying attention to the questions in the 2000% solution, the 2000% solution workbook, and the 2000% squared solution, you'll quickly add that skill. Once you've added the skill and enjoyed that experience, you'll begin to appreciate how critical your choice of improvements to focus on is to the magnitude of your accomplishments. In case you are someone who hasn't yet produced a 2000% solution, let me observe, based on experience, that 2000% solutions appear to be readily available in every area of human endeavor. To find out why, you can read a brief note on this subject in Appendix B. What improvements should we focus on then? That's the subject of this chapter. The answers we found are simple but profound. Start first by developing organizations, both for-profit and non-profit, that do their work in astonishingly effective ways by using the 2000% solution process. That's the key direction, because most important improvements would have to be accomplished by organizations rather than individuals working alone. Why? Almost all important tasks require the efforts of several people. Also, if people learn how to make the improvements in organizations, the learning would frequently provide the guidance they needed to make enormous progress as individuals. To make the concepts easier to follow, I primarily explore the right combinations of exponential improvements to multiply in for-profit enterprises. What if you totally are disconnected from all organizations? You might find it valuable to become involved with at least one organization while you're learning how to make improvements. If that's not possible, think about what improvements you can make that would be helpful to you now and in organizations later. If effective organizations choose to create 2000% solutions in the areas where their efforts will have the greatest effect on expanding either revenues or beneficiaries served, many of those 2000% solutions will instead become 3000%, 4000%, 5000%, and even 6000% solutions. On such larger revenue or beneficiary bases, it's easier to think and create larger percentage improvements in costs, capital turnover, cost of capital, and other sources of exponential benefits. Start multiplying those higher performance levels times one another, and you reach hundreds of billions of times of increased benefits with fewer solutions. For example, you reach over 40 billion times increased benefits with 6,000% solutions, where it takes 8 2,000% solutions to provide 25 billion times of increased benefits. More importantly, for the 400-year project, it takes only 3 complementary 6,000% solutions to gain 400 years of normal improvements. The next opportunity is self-evident, but worth repeating. You should create a second 2,000% solution in the most highly leveraged areas, such as revenue and beneficiary expansion. Rather than always moving next to develop another type of 2,000% solution, if you expand volume by 400 times, result of revenue and beneficiary expansion, rather than always moving next to develop another type of 2,000% solution. If you expand volume by 400 times, result of 2 2,000% solutions in this area, rather than 20 times, imagine how much easier it would be to accomplish many of the other improvements. I also believe that the 2,000% solution process will eventually be streamlined for those experienced in the process to take less time and be more effective. Before such simplifications can occur, the process needs to become better understood by more people who have repeatedly experienced the process. At some point, an experienced practitioner might simply begin by measuring current performance, draw on a standard stock of ideal best practices, both for doing the task almost perfectly, for making the change, select the people and the right incentives, and be into implementation of approaching the ideal best practice quite quickly. Eventually, this way of thinking will be taught in schools as a way of preparing students to solve advanced problems on their own. That would be the perfect culminating course for the last term of high school, when youngsters are looking for ways to step up to adult challenges and privileges. With that background, exponential advances will roll forward rapidly and inexorably. But what else about education? Turning the subject of creating 2,000% solutions into an educational discipline can greatly accelerate the 400-year project. Much work remains to be done, but it's all work that millions of people either already know how to do or can quickly grasp. All it takes is for the necessary base of people to realize that by mastering this discipline, they can achieve breakthroughs in most of the areas where they want to make progress. The payoffs will be enormous when focus shifts from learning how to make incremental improvements into the more rewarding field of making breakthroughs. My estimation is that a few forward-looking companies and countries will eventually see the 400-year project as a simple, inexpensive way to leap ahead of the rest of the world. As soon as those realizations are acted on, the race will be on to create mass learning for the valuable skills and methods that have been developed by the project. Well, how can copycatting, something that almost all of us do, be helpful to the project? Help wanted. 100,000 breakthrough billionaire entrepreneurs. Everybody likes and respects self-made men. It's a better deal to be made that way than not made at all. Oliver Wendell Holmes. Success draws emulators like flowers attract bees. Everyone wants to enjoy a piece of sweet-smelling success. There's no better way to stimulate broad-scale applications of 2,000% solutions than by encouraging those who want to rise fastest to great wealth to employ these methods. Everyone will then want to follow in those 2,000% business model innovating footsteps. These successful entrepreneurs will become models for the most talented new business leaders who will in turn translate the business model innovating ideas and instill newer and better practices. What is the potential multiplier effect? Where a teacher may only be able to tutor one student at a time, a successful entrepreneur's visible and universally applicable innovation may be literally copied by millions of small organizations within just a few years. Why? Some of these breakthroughs will receive enormous attention in the media and attract new business leaders who are hungry for success. How can even more copying be accomplished? The 400-year project can highlight and publicize underappreciated innovations, and that increased visibility will stimulate even more people to notice and follow the example. If prominent business reporters write about the value of an underappreciated breakthrough, the multiplier effect can be quite large. Sponsoring a global solution search to stimulate low-cost, low-risk breakthroughs is an example of the copying process, something I write more about in the book. Beyond that 2,000% squared solution direction is a more exciting opportunity for entrepreneurs to put together three 2,000% solutions together, as Michael Dell did with Dell Inc., and build a billion-dollar enterprise quickly from scratch. The necessary 2,000% solutions include a business model for expanding the market by 20 times, reducing costs by 96%, and eliminating 96% of financial needs from the way the business is currently done. An entrepreneur would only need a personal stake of $125,000 to turn into a billionaire with this approach. Most homeowners in the United States will raise that much money through personal capital with a home equity loan. There's another even more exciting prospect that these breakthrough billionaire entrepreneurs can create. Some of them may decide that they can be more successful by helping their employees, partners, suppliers, distributors, customers, and end users to learn how to create 2,000% solutions. Once that happens, rapid expansion of learning should quickly follow. In fact, this method of expanding the base of those knowledgeable in 2,000% solutions could serve as a total substitute for the tutoring approach described in Chapter 13. It will be interesting to see which method of learning turns out to be more effective. At that point, I had planned to read a little bit more about your role, but I think rather than reading a long section, why don't I bring this reading to a close for now, and then we can take I can take your questions and hear your reactions to the reading.